Okay, we are recording. The meeting was called to order at 4:02, and we are just about to start on the agenda.
Great, and we have a quorum with Ken Spaulding, Jerry Hain, Wendy Magris as directors. John Thompson is on the as the manager, and there are no guests on the phone. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the ratification of our email approval of the July 18th board minutes. So I move that we ratify that motion. We need a second.
I second it. Sure.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. So those are the board minutes that were sent out previously in order to try to speed up getting minutes out to everybody. We did it by email.
And then they were posted to the website that day, so.
Great. And what date was it that we approved those minutes? Do you have it handy? Oh, yes, it's in the board packet. Where's my packet?
I don't have the date handy that we had the email, but I'll attach the emails to the minutes. And then the minutes will note the date that the email was made, was approved.
Okay, great. All right, the next thing is the treasurer's report, if you want to go ahead, John.
Okay. What I sent out were the August financial statements along with a September 15th balance sheet, which contained the payment for the Huey note, so that we could see what the cash position was at that date, which is pretty much the cash position today. As of August 31st, we had $38,000 in operating funds and just under $15,000 in reserve funds. As of September 15th, we had just under $33,000 in operating and right around $70 in reserves. So what I'd like to propose to the board is that we transfer some monies from operating to reserves to bolster the reserves. And typically, what's a comfortable reserve for an association like yourself that assesses quarterly is keeping 3 months of operating expenses in the operating fund. Keep in mind that's effective October 1st. We're going to get a whole another quarter slew of assessments. So 1 quarter's worth of operating funds is approximately $15,750. Currently, as of September 15th, we have $32,900 in the operating account, which would indicate that we could probably transfer about $17,150 and still maintain adequate amounts, prudent reserves in the operating fund. What I'd like to propose is just $15,000 right now, and then we can always bolster that at the end of the year, depending on how things go.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
None by me, Jerry.
None by me.
Okay. The other thing we need to consider is that we likely we may approve some expenditures for the security system, and that would come out of reserves. Is that correct, John?
It would.
Yes. Okay. So I'll move that we move $15,000 from operating into reserve.
Kim seconds.
Any further discussion? All right, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And to complete the financial statement overview, through the end of August, our bottom line for the operating fund was exactly $15,000 positive. So there you go. There's our $15,000.
Great.
So that was revenues of $43,200. Still keeping in mind we have the September, October, November period to collect the fourth quarter amounts. So.
Okay, great.
That's the end of my financial presentation.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's the end of my financial presentation.
Yeah, okay. And we're doing pretty well against our budget items, right?
We are. I don't have the budget variances in front of me right now. I apologize for that.
Yeah, I didn't see them.
They were in the packet, in the financial packet that I sent. I just don't have them in front of me right now.
Okay. Well, it looks good. Okay. Thank you. Oh, I have it right. Oh, you've got the draft 2018 budget. Do we want to, I'm looking at the board packet right now. So John had included a proposed 2018 operating budget that would be, we don't have to approve it right now, but we should look at it and at the annual meeting approve it. Is that right, John?
We send it out to the members for information only. The board has discretion as to what the assessments are and therefore the budget. So we send it as an information only subject to the ratification by the board. So we can ratify it now, we can ratify it at the annual meeting, we can ratify it at the board meeting immediately following the annual meeting, or we can ratify it on the next board meeting after the annual meeting.
I'd like to just note that we have it here, and for our next board meeting, let's place it as a significant item on the agenda. Does that sound okay to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. I think that's the end of the treasurer's report. Jerry, you good?
Can we have a motion to approve the August financial statements, please?
Oh. Somebody else want to do it?
I'd like to propose that we approve the August financial statements.
I second.
Second.
Yeah, I'll second that. Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Carries.
Motion carries. Okay, very good. Next thing on our agenda is old business, and the next item is CC&Rs. And I know we've stalled a bit. Neither Jerry nor I have had time to complete our actions from a while back. Jerry, how are you doing?
I am not doing very good at all. Where I stalled at was putting the explanation for the change in a document against each change. So I've got a red line that shows the changes that the lawyers wanted versus what we had. And I believe I sent that to Wendy to see if there's anything else that I missed. But the thing that we need to do is when we go to send these out for everyone to review, we need the original that has all the changes in it, which we've got. We need the clean, finished document, and then a separate document that lists out each change by item number. And then just a straight red line like we've been working off of. Some people like that. Some people want a separate document that just lists all the changes. In addition to that, we have individual changes that I believe we are done with except for the one additional. I can't remember who it was that was supposed to do that one.
Yeah, Ted Stanley is supposed to do that. But on the base document, Jerry, so you kind of
it's the base document. All we have to do is do a clean document that we've got that we basically I need to do a document that lists each change and why it was changed. Some of the changes are we moved it to this spot. It's
yes.
The same essentially. Okay, some of the changes are we deleted it or we changed it because of new regulations. I don't have the reference for what regulations changed, but I need to get in there and finish writing out that this line item was changed, because I just need to get the document done that is basically a replacement for a red line with an explanation.
Yeah. Do you need help with that, or is it just time that you've been lacking?
It's mostly time that I've been lacking. I'm still owe a report yesterday to my boss that I haven't been able to get to yet.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of way behind on anything to do on the computer.
Can I make an observation?
Go ahead.
One of the things I worry about with a document like that, where you list all the changes and why they were made, is that someone could rely on it, and if there's a mistake made, then they say, well, we relied on it, something got in the CCRs we really didn't want to vote on, and therefore they're angry. So make sure you put some sort of caveat that this is just something that's a nicety for the members to help them get through, but they have to review the red line to fully understand, if you could put some sort of disclaimer in there.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Because we all make mistakes, and this is a complicated thing with a lot of changes. And then you also mentioned about perhaps categorizing them into two different categories, one that's required by statute and one that's, a wish list. And if I were...
Yeah, the wish list is the individual changes. Everything in the main document is pretty much required for a clarification.
In the red line document?
Yes.
No. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that the changes in the base document are required for a clarification or just moving it to a new location.
For clarity.
Okay. And then we're going to have a separate document that's not going to be in the red line that has a wish list?
Each item that's on the wish list has its own, is going to be a standalone document.
As an insert?
So, John, this is for stuff that people have wanted we don't want to cause the main document to fail.
Right.
So these are... Like Barry's pet thing of, not living in your hangar. He'd like to see that rule taken out, which is fine. So that will go up for vote separately, and everybody can weigh in on whether they want to remove that particular paragraph.
Okay, so if I'm envisioning a ballot, the ballot's going to be many pages long with a yay or nay next to each of the wish list items, and if we don't get 75% yay, then it just doesn't go in. Is that how I'm envisioning it?
Pretty much.
Or 66%? I can't remember your percentage right now. I apologize.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, we're going to have a vote on the base document and a separate vote on each individual item.
Got it.
So the base document gets approved, great. If the next item gets disapproved, fine. And the next one approved, fine. Once we get all the approvals for changes done, then we incorporate those into the base document and file one document instead of one document that we finally got through and then five changes immediately. We're trying to do it so that we end up with something that's easy to read right away, and then we can start making changes from there.
With a caveat
that we will record one document. And I passed this off by Phil, and he was good at it.
And with the caveat that the table of contents will change based on what gets inserted and what doesn't. Okay.
Yes. Correct.
I'm with you.
Okay. So we're still a little stuck. Thanks for your help, Jerry. And when you get to a point, if I'm back and you need help, just let me know. But it's probably going to be at least a week till I'm back now.
And if I can help by just coming down for a day and just spending a day where we just pound it out, I'm happy to do that too.
I would love to be able to spend that much time to work on it. I, at the moment, just don't have that.
Yeah, it would have to be a weekend.
Okay.
And that's when I work the most.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, then I think we'll move on to the next item in old business, which is the annual meeting. And I believe we've settled on October 7th. Is that still okay with everyone? Okay. Then we didn't have any other offers, so I offered up my place to do it at.
And I have a really important question on that. Will there be a barbecue immediately following?
Yes, I think so. I think we should always have a barbecue at the annual meeting.
Free food. I'll be there for sure with bells on.
Okay. You'll be there anyways because you're being paid for that.
And I'm going to be in Mendon, Nevada.
Oh, no. What about the next weekend?
I'm going to be in Connecticut.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter as far as your schedule then, because you're going to be gone a lot.
Basically, yeah. So from about the 4th of October until the 19th, I'm gone.
What?
And then when I leave again the 25th, 26th, and through the end of the month, something like that. So basically October really is washout for me for being anywhere.
Okay. Ken, are you okay with the 7th?
I am.
Okay. We just need to make sure that Pete is available so that we have a quorum. John, can you confirm that before sending out the agenda?
Okay. But it is the annual meeting. We don't need a quorum of the board for the annual meeting.
That's true. We don't. That's a good point. But it would still be nice if he was there.
I'll reach out to him.
Okay. All right. And then in the board packet, John put in the draft annual meeting notice. And it looks good to me. Does anybody have any further comments on that?
No.
Okay, John, then I think that's good. Let's go ahead and if you could confirm with Pete first, that would be awesome. And then we'll you can send it out.
Yeah, I think we're locked in. Regardless of Pete or not at this point. But,
okay.
Yeah, well, I'll send it out tomorrow. And who has a long list of nominees that they can forward to me?
I have. When I get home, I'm going to start trying again. But I've done several calls and so far not come up with anybody. So.
Did you talk to Ben Duncan?
No, I haven't yet. But he's on my list. When I get home, I'll give him a call. There's still time, so. Well, not that much time. It's 3 weeks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I should be home within a week, and I'll start working that.
Jerry, are you committing?
I am not.
Is that a definite no, or you just haven't decided yet?
It's a mostly no. And I will end up making up my mind probably during the annual meeting. I'm planning on attending just on the phone.
Okay. All right. So we need to find two, Ken. Goodness.
Barbie.
All right. We'll keep looking. Anything else on the annual meeting? All right, let's go on to road maintenance. As far as I know, nothing additional has happened in the last month. Does anyone else have any comments? Is there any maintenance that is really in dire need right now?
I haven't been here, so I have not really looked over on the air park. I did see the riprap that was put in. It looks good in some areas. I haven't seen it all yet. I noticed that the runway had been the ceiling, and that looks good. I do know that the weeds, the grass, everything probably could, in pretty short order, stand a rotary cutting, bush hogging, so that may be something to put on our minds for future.
Because of my 82-foot wingspan, I may end up having to do that myself.
So, Jerry, when do you think you might need it by? Is it imminent right now?
My plan at the moment is to pick up the aircraft, go to Eagle up to Aspen, then to Salt Lake City, do some more, then to just south of San Jose, I've got a couple there, then to it's east of L.A. I've got one guy that needs to fly there, another guy that's bought one that wants to fly again. And then I have to go to San Diego, and I've got three different people to fly there. Then I get to come home before I go to the next. Yeah, that's when I'll need it. And then I've got to go to another air show shortly after, so I'll only be here for a day or so, and then I'm gone.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Ken, do you want to check into what Earhart's prices are and see if Carl's available to do it and all that?
I will.
Okay, that'd be great. I think we usually do it twice a year, and this year we didn't do it in March because things look pretty good. So I'm all for getting it done. And it's just a matter of a couple of phone calls and coordinating with Carl.
Yeah. So we'll do
that
we'll take a look.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on.
One more item. And nobody's really talked about it, but, you know, we haven't done a burn in probably a couple years now, I guess. Is that something that was put on the back burner? No pun intended.
Well, honestly, I haven't gone back there and looked at the state of the pile. I don't know how big it is.
Well, it's being used, last time. I mean, it's been this late spring when I left. But it's there. It's grown. I don't know. I mean, do we want to just let it go until, I mean, the rains are pretty much finished, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And,
I'm thinking after we bush hog and then maybe put a call out for, you know, people who want to put stuff out there and then get it done maybe after the winter rains.
We also need to trim some trees back. I'm catching them on my wingtips as I'm taxiing down our widest taxiway.
Which is?
Main road coming in.
Ruby
Air Park. And it's the widest one. Everything else that I've taxied on just scares me. I hit a lot of stuff on everything else.
We're going to have to find some laborers to do that, or hire Gilberto.
What?
Not Gilberto's. What's his face? Oh, boy. I can't even remember. GMO might be able to do that.
Guillermo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Guillermo. Well, okay. If anybody feels like looking into how to get some tree trimming done, that'd be fine. Last time, Mike actually did a lot of it himself, and he's not up for that. So.
Yeah, and that worries me.
Yeah.
I have a tree company.
When I get back, maybe Ken and I can talk about it and see what we want to do.
You have a tree company that's very reasonable. So,
okay.
You know, maybe if you give me a map on which trees we want him to investigate, I can go down there with them and put together a quick price.
What we need to do is mark off, you know, we have an easement only so far, so we can only trim trees up into the easement. So that's what we tried to do on Copper Cave, and we should probably do that on Ruby Air Park next. So when I get back, let's chat about that, see if we can get some estimates.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Not for me.
Okay, the next item is the common area. I don't believe we've done anything there, so I'd just like to skip that. Okay.
Just a quick note, if anybody has any idea on how I can get marketing data on what the demand is for hangar space, that would be great. I don't know how to go about doing that. Once I get that information, I can put together a quick
document. You can call up Ryan Airfield, La Cholla Air Park, and ask them what their waiting lists are. You know, that kind of thing, I suppose.
Can you put that in a quick email to me?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this maybe the last time. Maybe it was last year, I know. Well, I may have mentioned here at a board meeting or so ago that Barry DeSimone had contacted Ryan, Tucson International, Marana, La Cholla, maybe somebody else also. But put together a waiting list, their pricing, their hangar spacing, and various things to justify the subject matter we're talking about for the common area.
Yeah, and the day after we had that was in one of the board meetings, I went through every single document I had and could not find that. And moreover, if it's more than a year old, it could be deemed stale by a prospective investor.
Sure.
But if anybody has that document, I can file that exact document.
That he did.
Yeah, if anybody has a copy of that somewhere, I tell you, I went through everything, every single page, and I couldn't find anything like that. Because I thought it was incorporated into the engineer's report as well, or a reference in the engineer's report, and I had nothing. So,
okay.
If anybody has an electronic version of that, or can make an electronic version of that, send it to me. I'd sure appreciate it.
I'll look to see what I have. Ken, maybe you could do the same.
I will. I mean, I'm not pushing the subject of contacting Barry DeSimone, but I'm just saying that.
I'm happy to do that.
He did a lot of that work, and he had the contact people and it went through there.
I'll just give him a call then. I'll give Barry a call. That's the best solution.
And I think you could cut to the chase right there.
Yeah. Go right to the source. And then he might have some interesting thoughts on the whole thing. That's an excellent idea.
Okay. Very good. All right, next item on the agenda is insurance coverage. And I must admit, I don't remember where we were with this.
I submitted an application a couple of months ago, heard nothing. Submitted another application the other day when I realized I didn't hear nothing. This is an insurance policy that covers the voluntary accident policy. It's a $300 premium for an entire year. It's a no-brainer. And I don't understand. I still have not heard anything back from our insurance agent, so I don't know what the problem is with them. The other is the backhoe operations. I believe the backhoe is covered under auto policy, but they are asking for a make, model, etc. So I have an email out to Carl asking for that information. That's my second request for that. And then the member businesses is simply getting us included as an additional insured. The association is an additional insured, and probably that's something we want to talk about at the annual meeting.
We're
getting pushback from that. You know, people are saying, well, why is my business being singled out, and why isn't others? And
well, we should write, John, maybe you can write up a little paragraph of why it's important to do this and what it means, and blast it out to, you know, in a newsletter of some sort to just say, we're asking everybody for this information. I think, Jerry, that covers you, too, because you kind of have a business going on in your hangar, right, when you store the aircraft? I don't know.
I'm not charging anybody for it. I'm not getting paid for storing the aircraft. This is just something I do at work, for work.
Yeah, so I don't know what the parameters are, John, of what qualifies as a business on the airport. So maybe a little description of that, and then solicit in an email to everybody.
Yeah,
not
then one of the
anybody
else. It'd be nice to be covered, though.
Yeah. Well, you're probably covered, Jared, by your.
Yeah, your employer has the coverage. All your employer has to do is just add us as a named insured because it's being stored and being landed and taken off there.
It's a normal thing, Jerry. I mean, I get these things from when people land, especially businesses like Freeport, they send these insurance things to us to make sure everybody's covered.
Okay.
And it's no cost to anybody.
Yeah. So we just need to have it as a named insured on the... Well, the problem is I do multiple aircraft, too.
Yeah, but John,
it'd be good to clarify what is needed exactly and why.
Sure. Yeah, all those aircraft are covered under one big policy at your employer, I'm sure. And just adding a name to insured is, hopefully just a real quick item. Now, you're international, right? That's a...
No, I work for Semi USA.
Okay, so it's a U.S. subsidiary. Oh, yeah, then...
Yes.
It's nearly a push of the button for their insurance folks in their organization to do so. And the other pushback I got was, what should my limits be? And my answer was, whatever you got.
Asking for anything in particular. Most of them have been $1 million policy.
Yeah, but at this point, let's give us what you got for now, and then if we have exception to it, we'll humbly ask for more.
Yeah, and we're not driving anybody to spend money. We're just asking if you're already operating a business and you have this policy, just add us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Okay.
Well,
The next item.
Go ahead.
Next item is the road sign project, which Pete was working on, so I don't think we have any update there. And then we go on to new business, and Mike Michaels did a lot of work researching security systems and the gate security and cameras and so on. And I had hoped that we would be have done our homework and looked at all of that information he sent out, but I myself have not. So I don't know how we're doing on that. Does anybody feel like they can talk to it?
I've got through my emails. I've only got one bid, and I thought there was more that came out. I've got one bid from ADT. But in that bid from ADT, they're requiring that we hook up to the Internet. Well, that was always not in the plan. We were never going to take and have Internet connection for this.
Right. So the question is, can they Wi-Fi to like a hard disk and store data?
They can't Wi-Fi without Internet, so the question is, can they...
No, I mean point to point.
Oh, like a Bluetooth point to point. I got it.
whatever the connection is, but
I do have internet now at my house. So if it's required, we might be able to work something out. Don't know yet.
Do you have data limitations?
No.
So, okay. The quotes he got seemed reasonable to me, something we could afford. But I was concerned also about monthly fees. So I kind of wanted to broach that subject. How do we all feel about having, you know, another monthly fee? It might be worth it. I mean, given where we are and all that.
But that ADT monitoring fee, that's for having ability to take in and watch through the internet. Why would you want to? You wouldn't need that, a monthly monitoring fee, if you're not going to have it. If it was,
right.
It's impractical for us because of the location and to have an internet connection there.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else we can talk about here with regards to this, given that we're all, like, everywhere?
Does everybody have a bid on the three bids?
No.
Well, I had called Mike Michaels here about a half hour before we started, and I left a message for him because I've only got the one, and I don't know if it's where the bids have gone. So I'm kind of we don't have everything that we need.
John, how would you feel about calling Mike Michaels and asking him to summarize everything?
Sure. Or just give me the data to summarize. I just don't have a complete packet from on this subject. The last I heard, I thought the last I heard from Mike was that he was busy and was punting for a bit, but he'd get back to it. And so,
in a way, he did summarize on the August 14th email he sent out about the Tijuana jailhouse.
Yeah.
If you read that, he's really kind of, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and he sort of summarizes the whole thing, and he says, all told, it is obvious we are looking at a $2,000 to $3,000 ballpark.
Which is
and
fine.
And all three of them are talking about four cameras, and all three of them, I think, recommended a motion sensing floodlight.
Okay.
So
yeah.
A lot of this is summarized right now. It's just that we need the other bids to take a look at it and say, okay, let's go with that. But to have an IP, well, if I look at this one, just a tick in this ADT commercial prepared by ADT, it says here, he says, customer to provide one open port with static IP with proper MPBS PS speed for connection to customer's network to remote view. Well, when I called and talked with each of those three companies, I specifically said, we're not looking to take and monitor. All three of them confirmed exactly what my thoughts were. If you don't have a good internet connection, you can have all the cameras you want. It ain't going to do you any good. So the best thing that we opted for, in fact, that was early on when I asked you what our expectations were, Wendy, it was that we would just have a digital video recorder to capture a period of days or hours or whatever the amount is, and it would be in the gatehouse, secured, and if there was ever an issue, we would be able to go to it, retrieve the data, and look at it.
Yeah.
And I for some reason, we're kind of getting off on the, and I'm just kind of going back to where our initial ideas were on this thing. Now, if Jerry, if If you have some way of, you know, from your location there at your home, providing internet for the gatehouse, or how that would work, well, then that's new news to me. I don't know that, and I haven't been able to convey that to those three companies, or at least to Mike Michaels as he was talking with them.
Yeah.
Well, that requires directional antennas, sending and receiving. I just don't know how well it's going to work over that distance.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm thinking we take baby steps and we do the thing that Ken, you know, suggested in the
Absolutely.
First place.
Yeah.
And
That's
do that, and
do
then
first.
Later we'll figure out if we can do more.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jerry, okay. If you get hit by a beer truck, then there goes our whole security system.
Yeah.
Not much chance anyway. Of that with me flying around.
Okay, so that all sounds good, John. If you could get with Mike Michaels and kind of summarize, make sure we've got three bids.
Yeah, I'll clarify the scope.
By email.
I'll clarify the scope. And then ask at least two, if not three bids on the scope that we
yeah.
have. Okay.
And as part of this, we're going to need to secure the gatehouse with wrought iron like he suggested. I don't see any way around that.
I had called after that conversation when I had called Gilbert. He was to come out. He was going to be out at Jerry's hangar. Now, this was last month, I think. It was in August. I don't know. Time's flying. He was going to get the measurements for the window area. Gilbert said that it would be cheaper for us, if it was a standard door opening, to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, whatever, and you can buy wrought iron security gates. And they can be installed, you know. It would be a lot cheaper than having a fabricator make a gate to install. He was to get back with me with the dimensional sizes of that entrance door. I don't know if it is a standard door entrance.
Okay.
If not, then it's going to have to be custom made, and we're going to probably end up spending $300-$400 you know, for that. We'll have to see. I'll call Gilbert and ask him where we stand on that, because I haven't heard from him, and I've been so inundated back east that I have just dropped a lot of things.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. So you'll call Gilbert and find out about that, and John will summarize with Mike Michaels, and we'll get some data.
I might be able to do something. I might be able to do something with the wrought iron too. We're just talking windows and door. Anything on the roof that needs to be secured better?
No, I think that's all been redone.
So just windows and doors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'll see if I can get a guy if he's willing to take a ride down there with me, and put a quote together.
Great.
So let me try that first before you bother with, is it Gilbert?
Gilbert.
Yeah, I might be able to get it done quicker.
Is Gilbert done with your? Gilbert done with you, Jerry?
Sorry, I had it on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just about completely done. It's down to minor stuff. So
okay. Well, I know he's got a crew over at Michael's house right now. So.
Another question for you: for the light that automatically turns on and off, is that being handled by the camera folks, or can I also ask my guy to do that as well? Install some sort of security light that turns on and off.
That appears to be I'm looking here, equipment list. It appears that that would be an additional item.
And is this a motion sensor, or is it something else?
It could be as simple as just having a standard motion sensing light, so if somebody drives up, just comes on.
Perfect.
Let it blind everyone, and we're good.
Yeah. Well, we'll get one on the runway too. We'll get a blinding one on the runway. And it doesn't need to be photo cell. It doesn't need to turn on at dusk and turn off in the morning. It just needs to be motion detected.
Yeah. Just motion. We don't want it on all the time.
Okay. Alrighty.
I would suggest we have two, one coming in and one going out.
Yes.
But I don't know if we should have it set to illuminate the front of the car or the back of the car that's got the license plate. So as they're coming in, we have the camera picking up the license plates.
Yeah, it might be better for the security firm to do it. So it's all, you know, coordinated.
Okay. I'll scratch it off. Just the richer I can make this for the person, the more I can send them to take the ride down.
Yeah. Well, you should ask them. It wouldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, he's installed these types of lights, and he's also installed fake cameras, which we at Adam won't do.
In the paragraph here that Mike Michaels put out on the 14th of August, he said all three recommended motion sensing floodlights. It is too dark for even the best night cameras to detect well enough out up to McGee Ranch Road. It could be mounted to the back north side of the gatehouse. The electrical company David brought out estimated, so that was a separate, it looks like a separate subject. The electrical company that David brought out, David was one of the contractors of the three, $800 for the floodlight. So that's a rough estimate of what we're looking at.
Okay.
I have a question, Wendy, and this is off the subject, sort of, but There was an email that you answered back to DeFazio's, but I don't know what the question was.
They'd seen an illegal going somewhere, and she was just letting me know. And I said, right. Well, the best thing is to just contact Border Patrol or Sheriff.
Yep. Okay. I was assuming that's what it was about, but I didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't doing anything. They just were, I guess they went through somehow. So we need to keep up calling Border Patrol and the sheriff. And honestly, I've only seen one in the 8 years that we've been here. So I don't think it happens that often, but we should still report it every time it does.
I've seen about 10 to 12 down here.
You've seen 10 to 12?
Yeah,
we've had a few just recently at Pete's and mine's.
Either in pairs or in threes, and those were no more than three together at a time. But I mean, multiple times I've seen them, and I've had them right up here to the home.
Yeah,
they were drinking out of my tap on the side of my hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say report it.
When I called, it was last year, I think, I called, because I didn't have the Border Patrol's number, I called Glenn Ballard, told him what was going on. I had him out here, and they were looking to go to Tucson. Within 5 minutes, there was a Border Patrol helicopter out here.
Yeah.
That was of how fast you'll get the response.
Yeah, and what I found is you can call 911 and tell them this isn't an emergency. That's the first thing you say. But I want to report something, and then they transfer you.
That's right.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
I've got the Border Patrol number to call, and it's the direct sector for this area.
Well, maybe you want to give that to John, and he can put that out. Hate to put that out in an email, but
well,
maybe it's
I slow. Think we as the board have it, and you put it out to the residents here on the airpark.
Yeah.
Without making a big to-do about it.
Yeah.
I'm doing a mailing tomorrow with the notice, so maybe I can just put together something friendly in there.
Yeah.
Well, I would rather it just be in an email to everybody. You know, like
okay. Every
3 months or so I like to do something, just send news, rather than in a formal letter like that.
I was thinking more of a... In the kind of like a newsletter type format, just to go in stuff in the envelope with the notice of the annual meeting. Wouldn't be a formal letter or anything like that. It'd be more like a newsletter where we could talk about, you know, the insurance issue and.
Okay, can you draft it and send it to us, and let's make sure that we all like it before it goes out.
Yeah, sure. Will I'll have it done probably by lunch tomorrow.
Do you need to send it out?
The notice has to go out 10 days before in mail.
Okay. If we can all try to get back to you within like 3 or 4 days, then that should be good.
That should be good, yeah.
Okay. Let's do that. All right, let's go on. I'm running out of my time before I turn into a pumpkin here. The last item on the agenda was Tom Wilson requesting to base his ultralight at Ruby Star, and I think that's wonderful. He would be paying the runway lease agreement.
Question for you: would he be a hangar candidate? Would that be something that one of the hangars would serve a purpose
yes.
for?
Yes. Yeah, it would. I mean, this is a perfect example. I get these calls fairly often. You know, once a month, every few months, something like that. So there is desire. I've got a couple of others that we weren't able to accommodate as well.
That's the best evidence I can give an investor is to say, you know, here's the calls we've gotten that we haven't been able to service. That's the most compelling.
Right.
That'll be a lot more compelling.
And if we were to advertise, we'd even get more, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about Tom right now. So he wants to base out of Ruby Star. Now, the $40 a month was intended as a facility use thing. That's not for renting, you know, land or whatever. And he wants to, like have a tie down and so on. And we had some fees in the past that we'd established. Ken, I don't know if you remember.
This is Jerry. I might be talking to him about... locating those in my hangar too.
Oh, okay. In which case, we don't need to talk about it. But I think we do need to charge for, you know, it's not just the facility use, which would be the $40 a month, but there's also, if he wants to erect, you know, a portable hangar out in the common area, then there would need to be some rental fee for that as well. So I just want to make sure he understands that.
He wouldn't need that if he was in an enclosed hangar. So, I mean, if that
correct.
Was an option, yeah.
Yeah, well, he may want to do that to get out of a hangar where he's in something by himself, too.
Yeah. So the question,
I,
where are we then with
I
this
guy? I haven't
status?
Actually talked to him on it yet. He's out of state and is coming back right around the time I'm leaving.
But do you want to give him a call and kind of figure out what he wants to do? Where are we? What's the next step?
I think how I left it with him is I sent him the lease agreement, and he was going to get back to me with that. So I'm happy to continue the discussion as far as, you know, Jerry, what was the discussion you had with him as far as using your facility?
Well, we haven't actually discussed anything. All I did was mention that it's possible that I would be interested in doing a rental of space in my hangar. I just wanted to get more people out here that are actually using the runway.
Well, why don't I pursue pursue it as if you're not going to do that and just give them you as a contact,
right,
just in case, as a side note.
Yes.
Okay, I'll do
yes,
that.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I'm happy to do that.
I just want us to understand that that if he wants to rent a tie-down, that's an additional fee.
Yes.
You know, or put up a shelter
on
the common area.
I got the impression he wanted something with shelter, so yeah, I'll follow up with him. Tie-down versus...
So we can... I personally don't have a problem with the thing, you know, he sent a picture of something. If he wants to wreck something on the common area and we can charge him something per month, you know, for the land that he's putting it on, I'm kind of all for that. But I don't know how everybody else feels.
I don't see a problem with it.
Okay. It's a very temporary thing. It's not building hangars, but at least it gets people coming here.
Do we have any permanent tie-downs on the common area?
Yes.
We have one, and we have four more that are almost, that would be easily completed.
Isn't the one that we have being rented by Pete right now?
No.
I don't think he actually ever did start doing that. John, you would know if he's paid for it.
I have no cash flow for that, nor any kind of agreement.
I had a conversation with Pete about this subject a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. Did I send an email to all you folks about the contact that I had from a pilot from the Sprain company that is now... I think it used to be John Church.
Yeah.
That's going to do work. Okay, well, because he indicated they may have to leave the aircraft overnight. It would be better for them. So I had called Pete about the use of that tie down because I still thought he was using or going to use it for part of the FBO. He indicated no, not at this time. Maybe later. But he also said that ag plane, the wingspan would not work for that those tie downs. In other words, it's way too wide.
Yeah. So Randy had set up so that there's like five tie downs that would be easy to put in, and he only actually inserted the stuff for one. So John, we have one ready to go if he wanted a tie down.
Now, could he?
I have one outside chowder down at my hangar as well.
And could he marry that with it, whatever? Yeah, he had some sort of picture of something in there. Could he marry that tie down with that structure? And
yeah, I'm not sure we want the structure out there.
Okay, so I can offer him a tie down. And what are we thinking? You know, $150 a month for a tie down? I don't know.
No, that'd be too much.
Okay.
We'd have to call up the other airports in the area and see what they're charging.
I'll include that with Barry then, my discussion with Barry.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it should be under 50 a month.
Thank you. I don't know what I don't know about aircraft. I'm an accountant.
Right.
Kids' tricycles,
okay,
I know
well,
a lot
good.
About.
Anything else we want to talk about with regards to that?
Tom said he would be back after the 19th, back in Tucson, so we should be able to get a hold of him very soon.
Yeah, it's today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. I think that's all we have on the agenda, and I'm turning into a pumpkin. Before I close the meeting, are there any other topics that need to be brought up?
Fastest meeting we've ever had.
Yeah, it's wonderful. On the executive session, I looked through the packet.
Well,
Wendy,
Wendy, just for formality's sake, you know, quote the time and get a motion to close down the open.
Yes, but before I closed it, I wanted to kind of eliminate the executive session. That's what I was moving
forward. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I looked at your packet and I didn't see anything we needed to discuss. Does anyone feel we need the executive session?
No.
Other than just to say I'm going to continue to gently prod Brown and Olcott, I'm not too happy with some things I've seen.
Okay.
So I made it very clear to Lenworth that we need movement now.
Yeah.
And so I had a personal discussion with him today.
Okay, good. So you saw my email.
Really, he should be telling us that stuff, Wendy, not us telling him that. So that's
exactly. Anyways. Okay.
It was a really.
All right.
We need to finish this session. And if we want to discuss this further, it has to be in a closed session.
Thank you.
Yeah, my problem is I don't know how we do the closed session right now because we don't have another phone number.
Exactly.
Okay, so I am going to eliminate the executive session for today. And I move to adjourn the meeting of the Ruby Star Air Park Property Owners
Association.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Wonderful meeting.
Okay, everybody go enjoy your dinner.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wendy,
bye.
Wendy, come home. Come home.
Never. No, I love my home. So, yes, I'm coming home soon. I miss it terribly.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
See everyone.
Speed Recorders Association. Trust me on this one.
Hi, John. It's Patricia Martin from Lazy Creek 2. regarding the tree trimming. Could you please, I know this sounds like you should have to, but remind everyone not to park under any community tree or in the aisles that day, because they will be trimming trees there. So we don't, we want them to be able to get to those trees. Okay? Thanks so much. Bye now.
The message will be erased when you exit your... Thank you.